That's right. It's time to jump the 2 hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 1st of May. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 305, weakened by illness, Senior Augustus Diocletian resigned from the imperial office and became the first Roman emperor to abdicate the position voluntarily. He also encouraged Augustus of the West, essentially his co-emperor, Maximian, to retire as well. Diocletian then lived out his retirement in his palace on the Dalmatian coast, tending to his vegetable gardens. Maximian wasn't as happy with retirement, however, and in 306 took the title Augustus again and aided his son Maxentius's rebellion in Italy. He then attempted to depose his son, but failed and fled to the court of Constantine, and would later try to seize Constantine's title while the emperor was on campaign on the Rhine. Few supported him, and he was captured by Constantine, then forced to kill himself in mid-310 on Constantine's orders. Shoulda just taken retirement, man.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain.
Today's date in 1169, Norman mercenaries landed at Banal Bay in Leinster, marking the beginning of the Norman invasion of Ireland. The Wars of Scottish Independence ended today in 1328 when the Treaty of Edinburgh-Northampton was ratified by the English Parliament on May 1st, meaning England recognised Scotland as an independent state in exchange for £100,000 sterling, as well as recognising Robert the Bruce, his heirs and successors, as the rightful rulers of Scotland. And nearly 400 years later, the Act of Union, joining England and Scotland to form the Kingdom of Great Britain, took effect in 1707. Having died of tuberculosis on April 30th, Forby Sutherland was buried at Connell, New South Wales today in 1770, becoming the first British subject buried in Australia. The Penny Black, the world's first official adhesive postage stamp, was issued in the United Kingdom on today's date in 1840. 1844, the Hong Kong Police Force, the world's second modern police force and Asia's first, was established. The Memphis race riots began on May 1st in 1866. In 3 days' time, 46 blacks and 2 whites were killed, and reports of the atrocities influenced passage of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. The RMS Lusitania departed from New York City on May 1st in 1915 on her final crossing of the North Atlantic. 6 days later, the ship was torpedoed off the coast of Ireland, with the loss of 1,198 lives. Pluto was officially proposed as the name for the newly discovered dwarf planet by Vesta Slipheer in the Lowell Observatory Observation Circular today in 1930. As part of the end of World War II, today in 1945, a German newsreader officially announced that Adolf Hitler has fallen at his command post. The Soviet flag was raised over the Reichschancellery by order of Stalin, and Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels and his wife Magda committed suicide in the Reichsgarten outside the Führerbunker. Their children were also killed by having cyanide pills inserted into their mouths by their own mother. Nazism doesn't pay. 1946, the three-year Pilbara strike commenced with 800 indigenous pastoral workers walking off stations in the Pilbara and Kimberley regions of Western Australia. 1978, Japan's Naomi Yamura, travelling by dog sled, became the first person to reach the North Pole all by themselves. 1999, the body of British climber George Mallory was found on Mount Everest, 75 years after his disappearance in 1924. And finally, in 2003, in what became known as the Mission Accomplished speech, on board the USS Abraham Lincoln, then President George W. Bush declared that major combat operations in Iraq have ended following the invasion of Iraq, Those weapons of mass destruction were quickly tracked down and destroyed, and peace restored to the Middle East. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Author Joseph Heller, born 1923. Australian actor and voice of Victoria Bitter. John Milon, born 1934. Director Wes Anderson is 51 this morning. And Aussie actress Caitlin Stacey is 30. And some famous musos. First Lady of Radio, Kate Smith, born 1907. Little Walter, 1930. Tim McGraw is 53 this morning. Darcy Vretsky of the Smashing Pumpkins, 52. We were hearing from those guys. Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Johnny Colt, the Black Crows, 52 also. Tina Campbell is 46. And Victoria Monet is 27. They're going on this one this morning. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. This track, of course, going out to Ray Parker Jr., 66, who most famously, of course, wrote and performed the original Ghostbusters theme. Was also a member of Radio and had a solo career following a split from them, but yeah, always going to be remembered as the Ghostbusters guy. According to Parker, he was approached by the film's producers to create a theme song for the film, and he did so as a pseudo-advertising jingle that the business could have commissioned as a promotion. Going out on Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr., this day in history on 2SER 107.3.
Better call.